So they don't believe in this, but when it comes to the greedy part, they believe in that, the property. Yes.
If you expend something in the place where the produce comes, it is the gateway to profit. You will obtain a profit. The Turk sows the major part of the produce again in the field because it is the source of the fruits. He sows most of it and consumes a little, for he has no doubt of its growing. The Turk shakes his hand in sowing because that crop of his has been produced from the same soil.
This is something that you never think about and nobody really notices. We say, listen, the guy will, through this fantastic stuff on the earth. Why? Because he has got it from the air, period. You forget that part. Yes, and whatever he will distribute like this will grow up more and better and things like that. That's how it's working. But the point that you don't look at it is this, that when I say give up something, suddenly you become greedy. Where did it come from? You get it from this existence. You didn't bring it out. Did you brought whatever you have from the womb of your mother? When you came out, you were naked. You had nothing. So whatever you have, you got it from here, right? You have to give it back to here. A little bit confused, right? Because you're thinking about money. Here we're not talking about money. Do you remember we were talking about something else? First of all, we were talking, right? And you learn this talking. How? From we. This is why whatever you understand should come back to we. This is the giving stuff. Do you remember we talked about this unity in book 4 a lot? Remember that everything should be brought together. My culture comes from we. And whatever the fruit of this culture is, should come back to we. If not, it's nonsense. I will die, it will vanish. This is how it works. Here we say, everything is like that. So giving is normal. If you're not greedy, you will give, and by giving you will not become poor. Yes.
Likewise, the shoemaker buys hide and leather in Morocco, the surplus left over from the bread, saying, these have been the sources of my income. From these, accordingly, my means of livelihood are flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the shoemaker, you pay him money, right? What does he do? Of course he buys food, but not all of it. A part of it, he should buy the instrument of repairing the shoe because this is the business that he made that money to begin with. If you understand that, think about the money you make. Have you ever thought about it? No, okay, I make like this, then you go about this, but no, wait a minute. You made this money. Why did you get that much money? Because you're educated, right? Means that educational system which gives you this is worthy of having a little bit back. Because if not, that system doesn't work. This is how it works. Everybody will give back. So if you think like that, that unity, that feeling, therefore whatever you give, you don't give away, you just give it. It's not away, it's here, it's with you, it's in the community, you're living with it. Yes?
His income has come from that place. Consequently, he bestows in the same place with liberality and generosity. This soil that produces crops in Morocco are only a veil. know that every moment the source of livelihood is in God.
This is the point. That if you want to simplify it and you are superficial, we get whatever we live, oh, the earth is giving it to us. Excuse me. The earth is not a creator and a giver. Creator has given us, but okay, there are these instruments in between. It doesn't matter. We get it from the source. Yes.
When you sow, sow in the soil of the origin, that for every single 100,000 may grow. If just now you have sown seed, I will suppose, in a soil which you thought a means, when it does not grow for 2 or 3 years, how can you do anything but put your hand in supplication and prayer?
That's simple. Everybody is doing this simple stuff, agriculture. If you do that and nothing grows up, after a couple of years, what will happen? So you will cry to God, why it's happening like this, why I'm sitting like this. In that moment, you will get it that the earth is not the giver. The giver is the giver. The earth is just the instrument here. Yes?
You will beat your hand on your head in the presence of God. Hand and hair bear witness to his giving sustenance, so that you may know that he is the source of sustenance, and that the seeker of sustenance may seek only him. Seek sustenance from him. Do not seek it in Zayed and Amir. Seek intoxication from him. Do not seek it from hashish and wine.
Okay. First, the pronunciation is Zayd and Amr. Zayd and Amr means what will happen when you, in English, you don't know a name and you want to name that?
Joe,
Doe, John, things like that, right? Zayd and Amr is the Arabic word for that. Means here and there. To say what? Zayd? Listen, if you want, you need something, don't ask from this fellow or that fellow. Ask from him, because that is the source of real giving. Yes?
Desire wealth from him, not from treasure and possessions. Mm-hmm. Desire aid from him, not from paternal and maternal uncles.
You see, these are the very beautiful words, and it's nice to listen and forget. Tomorrow you will not remember any of this. Why? It's a very obvious, simple stuff, but you don't want to know it. This is that your brain will push you to ask here, to look there. Here I'm talking about the heart, and the heart is looking only towards Haq, because I know that stuff I want is the magical stuff, and he has the magic. The rest of us, we are not magicians. Yeah, we could play the tricks, but he has the magic. Yes.
At the last, you will be left without these things. Mm-hmm. Listen. Unto whom will you call then? Call unto him now, and leave the rest, that you may inherit the kingdom of the world. When comes a man...
This inheritance, this is the beginning of the story, right? The fellow is talking about inheritance and say, don't do this, don't extend it like that, and that kind of stuff. He now generalized it and brought it to the point that, listen, this universe is being inherited to you, right? You were not here, and this belonged to someone else. Now it belongs to you. Who gave it to you? The Creator, the one who gave you the soul. This is how it works really practically. Therefore, if you want to be the inherent, you should pay attention to the notice that comes from him, which is chun yufir al mar'ayat min akhiha yuhrab al mawlud yawman min abiha. Means it's in Arabic, and I read it just to torture her. Yes.
When comes a man shall flee from his brother, and on such a day the son will flee from his father. In that hour, every friend will become your foe, because he was your idol and one who hindered from the way. You are averting your face from the painter of the face, since you were gaining heart's delight from a picture. If at this time your friends become hostile to you and turn aside from you and quarrel, take heed and say, lo, my fortune is triumphed. That which would have happened tomorrow has happened today.
Yeah, this is something that you never do. Did you learn? Is that when a very good friend of you will cheat you, how do you feel? He said, you feel bad. You're silly, you should feel good. Because this could have happened later and later, but it happened now. Now you know that this is not a friend. You let go of him. So you should be happy when something is caught, but your greed doesn't let you. So it's like that. Imagine the friends, okay, a good friend will become your enemy. What will happen? It's, you say, I'm the winner, because this could have happened later. It happened today. Yes?
The people of this caravanserai have become my enemies in order that the resurrection might be made clearly visible to me beforehand. Before I should lose my time and associate with them to the end of my life.
That's the point. Now I'm glad I learned it now, because the future is safe. Yes?
I had bought defective goods, thanks to God, that I had become aware of their defectiveness in time. Before the stock in trade shall go out of my hands and finally come forth as defective. My wealth was gone, my life was gone. Oh, man of noble lineage, I had given away my wealth and life for damaged goods.
Yeah, this is the point. This is a very sharp point that tonight you heard it. I hope at least you will remember it till next week. That whenever something bad happens, your interpretation is wrong, because whatever happens is good. That's that magical word to say, whatever happens is good. You say, no, this bad stuff. He said, no, that bad stuff you learn from, and this is how we improve, this is how you change your mood, your atmosphere, your friendship, and all of that. So when bad thing happens, you shouldn't be feeling bad. You should understand that. Maybe it was the time. Maybe this is the answer to something. At the end, I don't know it, but thanks God, it's there. Yes, read it now.
I sold my merchandise. I received base gold. I was going home in great jubilation. Thanks that this gold was shown to be base now, before too much of my life had passed. The base coin would have remained it on my neck forever. To waste my life would have been an iniquity.
Ah, what a bizarre magician he is. He wants to bring you an example. He brings a very interesting example. There's a golden stuff. When you have a golden stuff, what do you do with it? You lock it away. there are lots of people